Part 8, case study. This case study is necessarily quite detailed. To get a true understanding of why a company and product organization make the decisions they do, you need considerable context. If you believe you already have a solid grasp of the concepts in this book, especially in terms of team topology, product strategy, and team objectives, then feel free to skim this part. However, my hope is that you will consider the effort to understand the details of this example worthwhile, as you will see how these important but difficult concepts play out in practice in a real organization struggling with rapid growth, scale, and tech debt challenges. You will also be able to see a detailed example of how a company staffed with ordinary people was able to achieve extraordinary results. This case study is based on my experience with an actual jobs marketplace company. I chose this company because I think this is a good, representative example of a growth stage company dealing with challenges of scale. The company also has elements of an enterprise business and elements of an early stage startup. So I think this case study applies to most companies. I also like using a jobs marketplace company because they sell to businesses on one side, employers, and consumers on the other side, job seekers, and they have an internal platform supporting both. However, there are two important caveats. First, this example represents the company at a specific point in time from a few years ago. There is obviously relevant history that impacted the situation I encountered. But in this case study, we take their situation as a given. Second, while this is based on an actual example, I did take the liberty of layering on a couple additional complexities that did not occur during this particular quarter, but do occur frequently enough and did in fact occur at this company at a later point in time. I feel it's helpful to illustrate how these situations were handled in practice. So in this case study, I portray that all of these things happened in the same quarter. I do not share in this case study the actual company name or identifying information. That's because for a case study to be truly useful, I need to share with you the good, the bad, and the ugly. Most companies are understandably not eager to share anything other than the good, even if things manage to turn out well, as was the case here. One of the benefits to choosing a jobs marketplace is that there are many of them around the world, and I've had the chance to work with quite a few of them. I've found that, while every situation truly is unique, most of the important dynamics are not so different between them. That helps me have confidence that I can be candid here and not worry about embarrassing anyone personally. You'll see that there's a lot going on here, and it can appear messy, which is simply a reflection of reality in this and indeed most companies, even ones that do very well. Finally, please don't confuse a case study with any sort of ideal situation. There are many things that could have been done differently and arguably better. But the point of a case study is to show you what was actually done and why. Hopefully, this example would give you a good sense for the types of considerations you will want to keep in mind as you face these and similar questions yourselves, and the type of leadership you will need to provide.